Welcome, everyone, to Tales from Planet Customer Experience. As always, my name is Brian Bruner.
And I'm Deliana Pavlova. We're a couple customer experience geeks who love sharing stories about customer experience. In today's episode, we don't have a guest, but we wanted to come back to sharing stories from our personal experiences. So on today's episode, I thought I'll share a recent experience I had, which wasn't one of the best ones. And maybe we can unpack that, Brian, and talk a little bit more about that, how it could have gone better.
Yes, cue the scary music here.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
So as all of our movie buffs listeners know, we had the Oscars earlier this month. So I planned a party with my group of friends for the Oscars. So we would get together, watch the, the Oscars together. And naturally, I was on the planning committee. So I had a lot of, preparations in terms of games and fun things to do. So I had come up with, some voting ballots for people to vote who was going to win, some trivia games, and all of that required a lot of printing. So I had to go to FedEx for my printing needs. And this is kind of where my experience started. So I went to FedEx on, I think it was Friday night after work, and it was pretty busy, so I tried to do the self-service. I brought my files, I uploaded them to the printer to get them printed. Of course, there was issues with the printer, so none of my printouts turned out the way they should be, so I had to talk to the people behind the desk. The lady was super helpful. They helped me. We had to start everything from scratch. Everything was fine. And then I realized that being overwhelmed with planning, I had forgotten to bring all of my files. So I had to do this whole printing run one more time. And having had this experience in the store, I realized that it would be much more efficient and faster if I did whatever they call it, the print and go. So I sent my files via email, they print them, I just go pick them up. So I did that. I send the files and they say, oh, they'll be ready the next day. Okay, it's fine. Not a big deal. It was just like whatever, a couple pages. But I ended up going to the store anyway because I wanted to print additional stuff. So I go into the store. I still go through the same thing, upload my files. And while I was there, I walked up to the desk and I was like, hey, by the way, I sent an order. I know it's probably not ready, but since I'm in the store, is it possible that you guys just print it for me so I can pick up everything and go? And there was nobody in the store. I was the only person in the FedEx location at that point. And there was three people from the FedEx side. They looked at me and they're like, no. And I sat there kind of stunned. And I'm like, what do you mean, no? What's the difference of me coming to the desk and saying, hey, can you print this? And me having already sent this in advance. And they're like, nope, not possible. You have to come back when the order is ready. So I was like, okay, well, for one, you're not helpful. Two, you made me feel really bad because I was like, literally, I didn't know what to say. I stood there and I'm like, did you just tell? And there was no explanation, nothing. They're like, nope. And that's it. And the lady just walked away. And I was like, I guess I'm going to go now.
Wow.
I was really frustrated. And to make it worse, right? Like I left and then I had to go to the post office, which is like 5 minutes away. By the time I arrived at the post office, I had a message that said, your order is ready to be picked up.
You are
kidding
me. And I'm
like, you kidding me, right? I was just there. I was just in the store. You told me no. Now you're going to make me come back to pick up my order. And I was like, I'm not going back. So I went the next day because I was like up to here. I was so frustrated. I'm like, what happened to customer experience, guys? Come on. This was awful.
I'm impressed you didn't go back and just yell and scream at him. I'm afraid that's what I would have done. Like, guys, what are you talking about?
Were lucky I had other things to do, right? Like I had planned my day and I was like on an errands run. And I'm like, I'm not going back to the store right now. But to me, this was just like such a major, I don't know, to me, fail in customer experience. There's no other customers. There was no line. They weren't busy. They just refused to serve me. I was trying to be efficient and, you know, get it all done while I was in the store. But yeah, no, it wasn't my day.
That's, you know, that's really interesting. We actually, as we'll probably get around to talk about at some point, my wife started a business recently, and we use FedEx a lot for, we've printed business cards and flyers and signs for the shop and things like that. And we've actually had really great experience. Now, I've never tried to get it early, but we usually walk in and just say, hey, I need to pick this up, and we usually prepay, and so then they just hand it to us and go. We haven't tried to print things in there, which I always, that always makes me nervous. So I, you know, cause like you said, it just seems like it never works, right? You can't get the right file to upload or whatever. So anyway, it's interesting that you had this kind of experience. I'm intrigued by this idea of just saying no and walking away, right? Like that's, like you said, that there's and then the insult of having it done just a couple of hours later, or even probably less than that, right?
Minutes later. This wasn't even like, you know, hours later. By the time I got to the post office, was maybe like 10, 15 minutes later.
Because you would expect that there would be at least a, well, let me check and see where that is in the queue, or, you know, what's happening or something.
That's what I thought, right? Like, I thought, okay, let's see, yeah, where your file is. And I told them, I know the estimated time that you guys gave me is tomorrow morning, but I just wanted to check in. I thought I was kind of like, you know, I was nice about it. And they're like, yeah, no.
That's again, if they would have said to you, hey, yeah, sorry, we can't get to it because you've got, you know, we've got, you know, 20 other orders ahead of you or whatever, you know, we just, and the three of us somehow are swamped, or I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more that, I'm sure if we had somebody on from who works for FedEx, they would probably say, oh, you don't understand. There's all these other things going on. I get that. And I don't think that's what your complaint is. Your complaint is, why did you just tell me no? And then again, to add insult to injury, minutes later, literally it was ready to go.
Exactly. I think, I mean, we've talked on this podcast so many times, right? It's about the attitude and how you make the customer feel. If they had said, yeah, unfortunately, it's not possible because of XYZ, I probably just, you know, go on my merry way and not make a big fuss about it. But they really just kind of stunned me by the attitude and their unwillingness to cooperate and, you know, to be transparent. Maybe they were just like, annoyed, it was the end of the day, they're tired, whatever, it's Friday night, they want to go home, I get it. But it was just the way the message was delivered to me was so, you know, unprofessional and without even a consideration for the customer's experience in this case.
So that's an interesting situation, and it actually kind of ties into something that I was going to share. Again, as I mentioned, my wife started her own business, and we were going to talk about this at some point. We might as well talk about it now. One of the things that, so my wife, so just for everybody to know, my wife started a business selling, we call it kind of upgraded sodas or different soft drinks. So you can come in, and these are really popular out west in Utah and Idaho. You can get, you know, the most famous is like the dirty Coke or the dirty Dr. Pepper, which has, you know, you add cream into your soda and you can add different flavors and coconut, squeeze a lime in there. And anyway, so we've been doing it for a couple of years in local farmers markets. And then this last August, we opened a brick and mortar inside of another business. Anyway, all that to say, one of the interesting things for us has been the struggle of hiring people. Because one of the things that's really important to us, probably not a shocker for those of you who know me, is that we want to provide a good experience for the customer, right? This is not just about buying the soft drink. It's about coming in and being treated, you know, friendly and talking to people. And so what, one of the things that we enjoy doing, even at the markets, you know, here it is outdoors, we're in a tent or whatever, is talking to people, you know, and just kind of sharing. You know, and especially with people, because we get a lot of people, because in Wisconsin where we are, this is just not very common. And so you get a lot of people who walk up and say, so what is this? And can you explain this? And so, you know, we kind of go through a little spiel and explain. And so as we've been growing, we've hired a few, mostly, you know, young people, teenage high school students, to help us out, both at the market. And then also when we opened the shop, we had some people that were working for us. And part of the challenge is, and I think this is true for any business, is, you know, and certainly, you know, understand it's hard to hire people at all right now, because it seems like there's a lot more jobs than people, but is finding someone who's going to provide that good experience, mm-hmm. right? So it makes me wonder, going back to your FedEx experience, of like, when they train people, do they train them, hey, don't ever say no to the customer like that, you know? Or do they just, because again, it's not necessarily the worker's fault, 100%. You know, I do think if you work in some area of public interaction, you should, you know, learn to how to treat people and how to talk to people. But clearly that's not always obvious, because how many times do you walk into, you know, whether it's fast food or, you know, whatever it be, and you got, you know, I think we've talked about this before, you kind of got the person sitting back kind of looking on their phone, and they're just, may I help you? You know, mm-hmm. and it's just, okay, you're not going to have, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, within the first 15 seconds, what kind of experience you're going to have.
Exactly.
Right? So as we've looked to hire people, and we've, you know, especially if they listen to this podcast, we've hired some really great people who've done a really good job for us, but it's a constant concern for us. Like, what kind of experience are they providing for our customers? And as a business owner, it's hard to turn that over. Now, I understand, you know, FedEx is probably a franchise, you know, so maybe it's a little bit different, but you would think that, you know, as an owner, I oftentimes ask myself after I leave a poor experience like that, like, how did that person get hired? You know, like what kinds of things did they look for when they interviewed that person? Right.
Right.
And again, it's, you know, like one of the, so I know I'm rambling a little bit here, but one of the things that we look for, we'll often get young people come in and we'll say, hey, are you hiring? And, you know, the winter right now is kind of our slow season. So mostly it's just my wife and I working. But if you know, one of the things that we've kind of talked about is there have been kids who come in a lot and they really like our products and they try different things and they get excited about it. Those are the kinds of kids that we want to hire. Someone who just walks in off the street and says, hey, are you hiring? You know, we had someone recently come in and they said, hey, are you hiring? And we're like, well, we're not right now. I'm like, okay, because I just live like in that building right over there. So I think it'd be great for me to just come over here. And I'm like, you're not exactly selling, you know, why you're going to be good for us as a business. Now, again, this is a young person. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. I don't mean to be critical of that person, but just that we're looking for someone who has a passion for what we do and a passion for, and again, it's sodas. It's not like it's saving the world or healthcare or whatever, right? But still, it's something that we enjoy, we feel strongly about. And then more importantly, having that experience that, you know, that providing that experience that people will have when they come in.
And I think that's a very important point that you just mentioned, right? Like, you want someone who's passionate about the product, those customers, those repeat customers, because they already have a connection to your business, right? They're already starting or on the path of being ambassadors of your product and your brand, right? And that, just having that, I think, automatically gives you an edge as a, you know, as an employee compared to others you might want to hire. And you and I've talked about, I feel like, training many times, right? Like, how do you proper training for people on the front lines to deliver, you know, not just customer service, but great customer experiences and all of that. And my FedEx experience kind of makes me think of, even if you have that as part of those trainings, like, do we teach people how to, I don't know even what to call it, but like, how to control your emotions when you have a bad day? Because I suspect, right, maybe something's going on, right? Like, maybe they were frustrated, mad, whatever, and I just walked in at the wrong moment and they kind of got it out on me. But like, when you are on those front lines working with customers, how do you control that and, you know, take charge of your emotions? And I think I've seen, I can't remember where, I know I've seen a training somewhere that talked about some of those aspects. Of kind of taking a deep breath and be like, there is a customer in front of me. I know, you know, whatever's going on in my personal life right now needs to take a backstage, right? So I can deliver on the job I was hired to deliver.
Yeah, I'd say two comments about it. One is you know, you and I used to work together in a job, and I have a similar job now where, you know, my team, they go out and they interact with customers every single day. And usually they're there to solve a problem. So the customers are already stressed out. They're already upset. They're already angry. And so I'm always so impressed with members of my team when they can, you know, they figure out a way to just diffuse the situation and okay, yeah, we'll get right to it. Thank you for letting me know. I apologize. It's, you know, whatever those key words are. And I think you and I have been involved in trainings in the past, you know, how do you deal with an angry customer? Because part of that, like you said, is how do I deal with the fact that, and this was the other thing I wanted to mention, sometimes customers are really rude, right? And I want to come back to that in a minute, but the, you know, and there's, and I think we talked about, you know, several episodes ago, this does not give anyone the excuse to treat a retail worker, fast food worker, or whatever it is, you know, like they're garbage. Like that absolutely, to me, I don't care how poor they are, how poor service they are, how poorly they're doing their job. This is not about, you know, we should always treat everyone with respect. Having said all that, obviously sometimes as a customer, you get a little bit upset and, you know, you were kind enough to not go back that same day and yell and scream at them, but you certainly could have, right? But like you said, I mean, I really like how you said it. How do we separate what's going on either in my personal life or even my professional life? Like, you know, why is this guy yelling at me? It's not my fault that this and this happened, or it's not my fault that their print job wasn't ready. But how do you separate that, right? And because that's the other thing that we've learned in these few months as we've been doing this. We don't see it as much at the market, although sometimes there are, but we get some people that are just rude. And it's really hard, like you said, to keep your emotions in check at that point and not just want to go off on them. So I'll just tell you a quick funny thing. So we actually share our building with an ice cream store. And so the ice cream store, they're the main owners of it, and their signs on the outside. And we have, you know, our signs as well, but we're kind of a small part of that ice cream store. And so we get people, and right now the ice cream store is closed for the winter. They've decided to, they closed somewhere around January. They're going to open up again in May. And so, but we still get a lot of people who see the sign, or they, you know, they've come in before. And so they walk in. And so we kind of have this, we can tell, it's funny, we kind of joke that we can kind of tell as they're walking past, because there's a big window they have to walk past before they come in the door. They're here for ice cream, or they're here for us, or whatever it might be. And so as they come in, we can kind of tell as they start to walk over to the ice cream part, because they have to walk past us, and we'll say, oh, we're so sorry, the ice cream is closed until May. And, you know, but you know, we have these delicious soft drinks, so we can, you know, and again, listen, I get it. Sometimes you have the taste for ice cream. You want ice cream, right? Like you're not, no matter how much we convince you, you're not going to get a delicious soda instead of your ice cream. And oftentimes people say, oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I really wanted ice cream. That's fine. But some people get really rude, and they'll even, you know, my wife has come, they'll even, well, why did you close the ice cream? And my wife will say, well, they're two separate businesses. We have nothing to do with them. You know, that's their decision. Well, that's just dumb. Why are you even open? You know, and my wife just is like, why are they taking this out on me? You know, like, this is not my decision or anything. And so, but again, she tries really hard to just say, oh, well, I'm sorry. And, you know, and let them go on their way. And again, I'm not saying anyone has an excuse to be rude, but we know that people and customers do get upset sometimes. And how do we deal with that? And then sometimes I think the even worse is your experience, which is, I'm assuming, knowing you, that you were not rude or pushy or obnoxious, and yet they still just treated you so poorly. It's just, you know, that's where you're just like, wait a minute, I was being nice to you. Now, like you said, maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe someone right before you was being rude to them and they were just kind of sick of it. I don't know. But it's just that, like you said, it all comes back to that experience. And as employees and ambassadors to our brand, to your point, no matter what that is, what kind of experience are we providing, right?
Exactly. And it sounds like there is many stories and lessons learned from your experiences with the new
Yeah, for
business
sure.
that maybe we could talk about in future episodes, even more, because I know, from starting a business from scratch to like having an actual storefront location now, I'd love to learn more about that journey and talk about what that from a customer experience lens, what that has been like.
Yeah, we'll have to we'll talk about that maybe on our next episode and talk through some of the things that we've been experiencing, which has been really great for us and really great for me as a CX nerd as or as we or CX geek, is that what we call ourselves? That to just be like, oh, this is why this happens this way. So yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about it in a future episode.
For sure. I'm
Excellent.
looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. That'll be fun. Well, Dilian, anything else you want to add here before we finish up?
Well, you know what? This has been great kind of catching up on stories from our personal experiences, though. I enjoyed this different format of the episode. And maybe
Agreed.
next time we'll talk about your stories a little bit more.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you bringing this story in, and hopefully people enjoy that. As always, if you have a story you'd like to share with us, you feel free to come on to the episode, or if you want to just send it to us and we can talk about it on the podcast, then that would be great. You can send us an email at planetcustomerexperience@gmail.com. And again, we appreciate all those who have stuck with us, and we are excited to continue to share these stories with you. And for now, we will say farewell and greetings from Planet Customer Experience.